This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. President Biden's announcing on this Veterans Day an effort to better understand, treat, and identify medical conditions suffered by some troops who've been deployed. One expert says they're discovering there's what he calls a whole host of lung conditions related to deployment in toxic environments. President Biden will visit Arlington National Cemetery today. First Lady Jill Biden is honoring those she calls hidden heroes, the kids and caregivers of American troops. The AP's Sagar Magani.
My job is to give love and to bring light to my dad's day.
9-year-old Gabby Rodriguez and 6-year-old sister Ava do what they can for their father, a Marine who suffered a brain injury in Iraq. Dr. Biden says the sisters are examples of kids with a nearly impossible job, helping care for the sometimes invisible wounds of war.
From a young age, hidden helpers learn the costs of war close up.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Kyle Rittenhouse sobbed while telling jurors about the night he shot 3 men during street protests in Kenosha, Wisconsin. 2 of them died.
Mr. Rosenbaum was now running from my right side, and I was cornered from in front of me with Mr. Zeminski, and there were
Rittenhouse says he was defending himself. His lawyers are asking the judge to declare a mistrial after prosecutors asked questions the defense said had been deemed out of bounds. SpaceX has launched 4 astronauts to the International Space Station, 3 Americans and a German. They should reach the space station this evening. This is AP News. Luke Combs is Country Music's Entertainer of the Year. The AP's Margie Zarletta has this.
Still be doing it.
Luke Combs says he does not deserve to win Entertainer of the Year, but he's glad he did. Old Dominion won the Vocal Group Award, and Brothers Osborne won Vocal Duo. Carly Pearce won for Female Vocalist, and she lost it.
I just want you guys to know that this is all I've ever wanted in the entire world, and I just hope you know that country music is all I love.
There you are, my son.
The big winner of the night, Chris Stapleton, who won 6 awards, including Male Vocalist and Album of the Year for Starting Over. Jennifer Hudson joined him for an Aretha Franklin-inspired version of You Are My Sunshine.
A group of nations on the sidelines of the UN Climate Conference in Scotland say they'll work to sell only zero-emission vehicles in their nations by 2035 in leading markets, part of the effort to clamp down on planet-warming emissions. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV Licensing.
Yes, TV Licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.